So Father's Day is coming up on Sunday, and I was trying to look at The Strategist has put together some ideas for dad, and some of them are so stupid, like an oyster knife. Okay, even if you do have oysters, it's not like, you know, you're having them on a regular basis, right? Would you carry an oyster knife with you?
Carry it with me?
Yeah.
No.
No. It's silly. Of course, a geeky multi-tool that goes on your keychain that, you know, works. It has a serrated edge so you can break down boxes, a little screwdriver. That's kind of an interesting thing.
Those are great as long as you remember to take them out when you're going through the metal detector.
Oh, yeah.
Or wherever.
You see, if he's up to the task of shucking his own oysters, give him the preferred knife of Derek Hansen, the chef and owner of this Portland restaurant. Who? That's so stupid. There's a travel gear starter set. That's okay if he travels. The only thing I see on here that's a great idea, Le Creuset wine cooler sleeve. If you're into wine, that's kind of nice. But this is a hand-cranked radio. I'm going to buy this for myself.
I've seen those.
Oh, my God. The tornado warning the other night in the case of a blackout. Survivalists love this. It's a hand-crank radio. It has a USB. It's powered by battery, solar, hand crank, USB, or wall outlet. It's water-resistant. It's only $50. So something to consider. I'm buying this for myself for Father's Day, I guess. I don't know. All right. Well, let's take a look at the extremely local news. It's sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. Seamus Toomey is on the line with us, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Block Club Chicago. Seamus, how are you doing on this lovely Friday?
I'm doing great. I'm thinking about that oyster shucking knife and whether I should tell my kids to get it for me.
I mean, really, I don't know why you'd bring that with, but we'll come up with some more ideas later on today. All right, what do you have for us as you're covering the extremely local news?
Well, good morning. Well, sort of on the same theme as things to buy for dad. We've got a story about the place called the Chicago Tool Library, which I'm sort of fascinated by. It's located in Bridgeport at 1048 West 37th Street, and it's basically it's a library for tools. So exactly like that oyster shucking knife, you don't really need it to own it, but you might want to have it once. And this is, I don't know that they have that, but they've got thousands and thousands of different tools for sort of those one-time projects that if you're like me, you end up like buying something for $50 and then it just sits, you know, in the basement for the rest of my life. So now you can go here, you pay a small fee to be a member, and you go and you check it out, and you can get your that exact tool just for the day for the project and then bring it back so everyone else can use it as well.
I love this idea. I have my own drill. I'm sort of handy, but I need a power washer, and I'm going to use it once, and I don't want to buy it. So this would be perfect. Does that count as a tool?
Yeah, that absolutely counts as a tool. We on our block, we've been trying to be a collective, and my neighbor bought a power washer, so I was like, hey, can I borrow that? Because I kind of want to, you know, not buy one. So, yes, so that's what that's going on here. The tool library's been around for a couple years, and they just got a huge donation of tools from the Chicago Community Tools Project. So they're looking for a new space. They need about 35,000 square feet of space, somewhere hopefully near public transportation, hopefully in Bridgeport. So if any of your listeners have the perfect spot for it, they've got a fundraising campaign and they're looking for ideas so they can grow and turn this into an even bigger operation for Chicago.
Well, that is a great idea. And tell us about Central Camera. That is reopening, a very old camera shop.
Central Camera is one of those places that if you saw the like the front marquee sign, you would recognize it. It's been there for since 1899.
Jeez.
In this, you know, just in the loop, it's at 230 South Wabash. It was one of the stores that burned down during the uprest in May 2020. A lot of the businesses in that area were looted and burned.
Yep.
And the thing about this one is that the owner came out right away and he's just said, hey, listen, you know, I lost everything, but, you know, it was nothing compared to the loss of the life of George Floyd and so many other black people. He's like, so, you know, while this hurts my business, I'm going to come back and I need the support. And people, it really resonated with people where he really sort of understood what was going on, the bigger picture. So people donated almost $250,000 for Don Flesch to get back on his feet. He's been rebuilding the store. It is now back open. So Central Camera at 230 South Wabash, one of us, just a Chicago institution. People love this place. You can buy so many different camera supplies. But it's also just the look and feel of an old-time camera store. So it's back open if people want to support it.
And how can we find out more information? What's the website, Seamus?
BlockClubChicago.org. We cover neighborhood news all over the city of Chicago. Stories big and small at you. You're not going to find anywhere else.
I really appreciate talking to you. I haven't talked to you in a while. Editor-in-chief and co-founder of Block Club Chicago. Happy Father's Day, Seamus.
Thank you so much, Wendy. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You as well.